Hello and welcome to Viper's Voices. After the Desert Vipers moved to the top of the table in the DP World ILT 20, ahead of the Gulf Giants on net run rate after a fourth win in five matches. This latest victory was ultimately a very convincing one by seven wickets with 3.3 overs in hand over MI Emirates in Abu Dhabi, but the players still had to work hard for the 2 points. Coming up, we'll hear from player of the match, Sherfain Rutherford, whose classy unbeaten half-century steered the side home in company with Alex Hales. And we'll also hear from captain Colin Munro, who reflects on both this match and the first half of the Desert Vipers campaign in the group stage of the tournament. Lots of great chat to come then, so let's get going. Colin Munro put MI Emirates into bat after winning the toss and, as you'll hear shortly, was delighted to restrict the home side to 169 for 5. Gus Atkinson and Sheldon Cottrell managed a wicket apiece in the power play and kept MI Emirates to just 35 for 2 in those first 6 overs. And although Nicholas Pooran and Kyron Pollard both passed the half-century mark, they never truly broke free of some disciplined bowling and, for the most part, outstanding out cricket. Pooran made 57 from 49 deliveries, while Pollard scored an unbeaten 67 from only 39 balls, including 6 sixes, and the pair added 116 in 11 overs. MI Emirates scored 60 from their final 5 overs, but a couple of wickets for Tom Curran in the final over meant they never really achieved liftoff. Special mention should go to debutante Matisha Patirana, who's none for 35 doesn't tell the story of how well he bowled, especially his duel with Pollard, which made for fantastic viewing. And also a special mention should go to Wanindu Hasaranga. The leg spinner went wicketless, but he ran out Andre Fletcher with a brilliant direct hit from backward point. In response, Rohan Mustafa fell in the first over, taking the positive option as he always does, but that brought together Alex Hales and Colin Munro for a terrific stand, which set the Vipers on course for victory. They added 72 in just 7 overs, with the captain making a belligerent 41 from only 22 balls before he was brilliantly caught at long on by Pollard. Sam Billings fell in the same over, but that brought in Sherfain Rutherford, who played a wonderful innings, mixing powerful hitting with some exquisite shots through the covers. He made 51 from only 26 balls, and with Alex Hales producing an intelligent innings of 62 not out from 44 deliveries, the result was clear well before the winning runs were struck, as the fourth wicket pair added 94 in just 8.4 overs. 2 more points on the board then, and now it's time for some reaction. First up, let's hear from captain Colin Munro, who was delighted with the way the side bounced back from its first loss of the campaign against the Gulf Giants with this convincing performance.
Yeah, exactly. I think, especially with the ball, I thought we came out with good plans, executed the plans really well. And, you know, another day when I think Nicholas Pooran faced close to 50 balls, another day he's getting at least 80, 90, even 100. And, you know, to keep them to 170, I thought was an outstanding effort. Matisha came in for his first game, bowled beautifully, bowled with some serious gas. And then it was a bit of a juggle up to bowl Hasaranga's third over or go to Ronnie. And I threw the ball to Ronnie and, you know, he bowled 2 great overs there. Yes, he got hit for 1-6, but, you know, he's bowling to one of the best destructive batters in the world. So, you know, a lot to take out from that middle period where in the last game we probably lacked a few too many boundaries. And the dimensions of the ground wasn't easy too, with the left and right combination, one short side, one big side. So I thought we managed that really well. And yeah, I think, you know, with the bat speaks for itself, one big partnership, you win the game.
You got it right in the power play, didn't you? Because they had 35 for 2 in their power play. They just never got away from you in those early overs. And that set the tone, I suppose, for the innings.
Yeah, I know Cottrell's been immense. The ball didn't swing tonight as much as we thought it was going to. So, you know, he adjusted and bowled slightly wider and bowled really well. You know, his 4 overs, I think, went for about 20 runs again. So he's been doing the job for us wonderfully well. And, you know, Gus Atkinson too. Probably not many people have heard of Gus Atkinson before this tournament, but, you know, they'll remember his name because he bowls with good gas, shapes the ball up front, and, you know, he's good in the field. And we haven't seen him at the bat, but he can bat too. So he's a wonderful package for us too. So, and then TC with his class is coming in, bowls the tough overs, puts his hand up for those tough overs. So it's good to have someone like him in the team that you can throw the ball to.
Let's talk a little bit about Mateesha Pattirana. You gave him his first opportunity this evening, none for 35. On paper, that looks, average, you would say. But goodness me, on another day, he could have got 3 or 4 wickets. He bowled, as you said a little earlier, really quickly, and he bowled very impressively, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And, you know, he's still learning as well, which is quite frightening, because you can bowl some gas and maybe some options with him coming around the wicket to the lefties at the end with the slightly reversing. So plenty more from him to look forward to as well. But, yeah, he bowled again, the tough overs, big partnership. His first 2 overs were exceptional. And then, you know, towards the end, you are going to leak a few runs. But it wasn't through the planning. It was just some execution a little bit with the ball tailing away from Puran, and he batted nicely to the layoffs, just down to third man. So, yeah, any other day, you know, the first ball to Pollard, that Yorker, would have cleaned up most people. So, you know, another day he could have got 2 or 3.
Kieran Pollard, 67 not out from 39 balls, 6 sixes. And I'd swear he mishit most of those sixes. How on earth do you combat a player like that? And were you happy, actually, with the way your guys went this evening against him?
Yeah, I think cricket should call it illegal for him to play, because he's so big and strong. It's really hard, especially with some big boundaries and some small boundaries on one side. He batted really well, took the game deep, and batted with maturity. He's obviously a world-class player that's done it for a number of years now. And, yeah, I'd probably take that as well. You know, with him batting 30-odd balls, you know, he's just come off for 80-odd not out off 30-something balls too, so we probably kept him 20 runs short of where he wanted to be. But yeah, I think Mateesha really bowled well to him. He even said to me after the game that, you know, he was impressed by Mateesha's pace and the way he went Yorkers and then even into the pitch and hurried him up. So yeah, I think obviously Kieran Pollard is outstanding, and to keep him to that score, they were effectively 3 down, weren't they, because we got 2 wickets in the last 2 balls sort of thing. So to have them 170 or 169 for effectively 3, even though we got 5, yeah, very pleased.
116 Pollard and Puran added for that 4th wicket in 11 overs. When you put it in those terms, are you happy with the way things went?
Yeah, I am, actually. It was a hard pitch to try and get wickets on. The ball seems to, even the big boundary here, the ball seems to fly a bit further, so I don't know why, but it just seems to have played in the T10 and balls just fly when, you know, you said even when Pollard mishit it, a couple went for 6. And I think even some of the sixes that he hit, we executed where we wanted to bowl. He just was 1 step ahead of us, and, you know, batters are allowed to do that. So, yeah, I was very pleased the way that we stuck at it. And, yeah, the way we ran around in the field towards the end there was pleasing as well.
60 off the last 5 overs with the ball. Would you take that?
Yeah, especially when they're only 3 down and a good pitch. One small side, yeah, you take that most days, especially in Abu Dhabi when the wicket is like it was.
Alex Hales, yet another half century, and this time a very different innings from him, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's where the maturity comes in with Alex, the way he plays. It's not just going out there and smacking every ball. Tonight in the power play, they bowled really well to him and kept him quite quiet. You know, they tucked him up nicely, but he found a way of getting on with it as well, hitting that last ball of the power play from Faruqi over long on for 6, and that got him underway, and, you know, he was laughing after that. So what's pleasing is that he hasn't just relied on those scores. He, you know, he's still obviously planning and doing his homework on the bowlers he's coming up against and the matchups that he can go after. And, you know, when you're in this form, don't take it for granted, because, you know, hopefully it lasts long for him, but, you know, cricket is a form game, and sometimes it comes and goes. So, you know, he's making hay while the sun shines.
And what to say about Shirfane Rutherford? Obviously, he was crestfallen in the last game against the Gulf Giants, having dropped Chris Lynn. He's come out this evening and he's played absolutely beautifully. He's timed the ball so well, and he just gave the innings that little bit of momentum after a couple of quick wickets just put you on the back foot.
Yeah, I think, and the way he went about his innings too, we had lost 2 quick ones, and then he still had his matchup with Samit Patel bowling to him, and he took him down. He hit him for 2 beautiful sixes to get his innings underway, and I think that's just smart batting. It's a matchup that he prefers, and he went after it, and yeah, just super pleased for him because I know he's been feeling a little bit down in terms of a couple of the drop catches and probably not getting the opportunities he would like with the bat because we've been batting so well. So tonight, for him to be not out at the end, and when you see Shafane Rutherford hitting the ball through the covers as well as he did tonight, you know that he's hitting the ball well. So, you know, he's put in a lot of hard work since he's got here. And he's doing wonderfully well. So very, very pleased for him and pleased for the team that, you know, some other guys put their hands up tonight and got the opportunities to do that.
The skipper got a few runs as well, 41 from 22 balls. Goodness me, you looked as though you were hitting it nicely as well.
Yeah, I was. I don't like to talk myself up too much, but I hit the ball well from the start. So I was frustrated to get out when I did. I saw the matchup against Samet and, you know, I thought I've got to go here. And low full toss, good catch, but again, that should have gone over the ropes if I'm brutally honest. But again, nice to get a contribution to a winning score and, very pleased with my form at the moment.
And you've obviously been spending a lot of time in the gym recently because you've officially hit the biggest six of the tournament so far, 106 metres.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know about that because that was definitely not as big as Shafane Rutherford's one that he hit at Dubai. So I'm not too sure whether that measurement has had a few nights out because tonight that wasn't as big as Shafane.
I'll go and claim it.
No, well, I will. I'll claim it, thanks. But big belly, big six, not muscles.
Now, what about the halfway stage then? Four wins out of five. You're top of the table, joint top of the table on that run rate ahead of the Gulf Giants. Would you have taken this?
Of course, especially with myself, you know, captaining a team for the first time. I think it's great. The boys have stepped up really well. And like I said before, you know, for me personally, it's just a C next to my name and I do the toss and it's a full squad effort. Even the boys on the sideline are inputting to everything that this team is about and wants to get better at. And everyone's putting into the pot and, you know, that's why we're doing as well as we are because everyone is putting in. There's no one, you know, taking out and not putting in. Everyone's putting in the right amount of work at the right times. And, yeah, it's a wonderful feel around the group at the moment. We're not getting too far ahead of ourselves, but we're playing good, smart cricket, which is very pleasing for all of us.
Now, a few days off before the last run-in of the group stage, 5 games in 8 days. You're going to need these few days off before you get to that stage, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely. I think rest and recovery now is very important for us. We play some back-to-back games as well. So, you know, looking forward to that challenge. It might mean, you know, some other guys get an opportunity to play with, you know, with resting or rotation going on. So we'll have to work out that closer to the time. But, yeah, we've got a packed schedule. It's great that we've got a start like we have, but we need to hit the end of the tournament well. So hopefully we can claim finals and hit finals with some good form.
Colin Munro, the Desert Vipers captain, delighted at what his side has achieved so far, but still taking nothing for granted. Next up, it's Shafane Rutherford. He had every right to feel down after the Gulf Giants loss as he missed a vital catch in that match that reprieved Chris Lynn. But against MI Emirates, he responded with a top-class innings, which well and truly put a smile on his face and delighted his teammates. He started off by telling us how much he relished the chance to bat with Alex Hales.
First of all, you know, I must thank God for the opportunity. And I've been a fan of Alex Hales and, you know, I've been following him a lot. And, you know, it's good to actually share the wicket with him. He kind of, you know, give me that calmness, you know, and just make me enjoy it. And, yeah, it was good that I actually finished the game as well because, you know, it's something he's been telling me to just finish it. So, yeah, it's good batting with him.
You've opened in the past. Is there any chance of you telling Colin Munro you'd like a chance at the top of the order now?
I think, you know, everyone has their role. And, you know, I think my role is to come in the middle and, you know, try and finish the game or, you know, give my team the best momentum I can. So, yeah, I'm happy, you know, batting at 4, 5.
The Vipers seem to have created a great team spirit in a very short space of time. Is that a fair call?
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, from day one, you know, coming into the team, they're always a vibe. And, you know, most time when you go to teams, you know, it's kind of difficult to get more players and it takes a while. But, you know, our team, you know, the vibe and everything has been there. Everyone is, you know, open up and, you know, there's a lot of team gelling as well. So it has been easy to get along and, you know, everyone is having fun. And I think that's a part of our team to enjoy the tournament.
What worked for you today to be able to produce such an effective innings for the side?
I think batting for me, I keep reminding myself, you know, to just you know, keep it simple. And, you know, I play a lot of cricket and, you know, I learned that, you know, to just keep it simple, keep my eyes on the ball and, you know, just react rather than plan. So I was just trying to react, even though, you know, the short ball was getting on a bit faster than I expect. I was just trying to get close to it and try and get in line and hit it behind the keeper. So, you know, the key was just to use the pace and it comes out for me.
What about the fact your captain has now been credited with the biggest six of the tournament? As the stats said, he hit one of 106 metres in this match.
I'm not going to run it, but, you know, if it happens, I will happily take it. But, yeah, I think I hit the biggest one the last game, but that was the biggest I could hit, I think. So I'm going to try and get him as well, but it's not easy.
Tell us about conditions when you were batting. Which type of bowler was hardest to get after?
I think the seamer. I think the ball seamer rung a lot, especially the new ball. And I was surprised that even though the ball got a bit old, it was still some movements off the wicket and even in the air. So I think the seamer is a bit difficult. So, you know, it's most important to capitalize on the spinners.
What can you tell us about the pitch for tonight's match?
Yeah, I think most times, you know, night games, you know, second half, the wicket tend to be better. First half, as you said, it was a bit slow. It wasn't easy to start. You had to give yourself time. And I think, you know, they had a good start, but we bowled well as well. So I think, yeah, the key was to win the toss. I think that was a big part for us because, as I said, in the second innings, the wicket tends to be better.
Sherfane Rutherford, whose classy innings helped the Vipers bank another 2 points in the chase for a spot in the final series of the DP World ILT20. And that's it for this reaction podcast episode of Vipers Voices. There's now a break for the players ahead of their sixth match of the tournament against the Dubai Capitals at the Dubai International Stadium on Saturday the 28th of January, the start of a testing run to the finish line with 5 matches in 8 days. As ever, please like and subscribe to make sure you get the very latest interviews and news from the Desert Vipers camp during the DP World ILT20. And remember, you can also follow the Desert Vipers on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook too, as well as visiting the website at thedesertvipers.com. You can also buy tickets for all Desert Vipers matches online. Just look out for them through the Platinum List website and app. For now then, this is Brian Murgatroyd, and as ever, thanks so much for listening.